What's up? This is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 311 of the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How's it going, my friends? I am back. I got a sweet little tan. Just got back from a seven-day vacation. Family and I went on a cruise. We went to Costa Maya, Mexico, Cozumel, Mexico, Roatan, Honduras, and Royal Caribbean's private island, which they own, Coco Cay. They just did a massive, massive renovation of the island. Who knows how many tens of millions, maybe even over $100 million they put into that place, but unbelievable experience. Got some cool pictures. Make sure to connect with me on Instagram at AlexPardo25 or on Facebook. And guys, more importantly, forget about me and my trip. I hope you're doing amazing. You know, we're rounding out here. We are getting very, very close to the halfway mark of the year, obviously depending on when you are listening to this. And I want to share with you one of the areas in Q2 that we have been extremely focused on, and it has taken a lot longer than I expected, but we are, guys, there's so much opportunity and so many deals missed in your CRM right now, okay? In your, whatever you're using for a customer relationship management system, I don't care if you're using Post-it notes, you know, or you're using Excel, Google Docs, Podio, anything out there, FreedomSoft, whatever it might be, I can almost guarantee you, if you have, you know, if you have a decent number of leads and opportunities in your system, guarantee you guys that there's missed opportunities in there. And I can almost also guarantee you that there have been opportunities and homeowners that you have connected with, that you have spoken to, that you have possibly met with and gone out at an appointment where you didn't get the deal, but that homeowner sold to somebody else. And that somebody else may have been a wholesaler that already flipped the deal to a buyer, to a cash buyer. Ask me how I know this. So we recently had, we recently kind of came across a painful experience here at the office. And look, you know, I make mistakes on a daily basis, repeatedly. And you know, we as a team made a mistake, you know. So you guys probably know that towards the end of January to the beginning of February, we had a transition from one acquisitions manager to another one. We had a new person join our team, and we had somebody leave the team. And during that 30-day window, we had one of our awesome, awesome team members who wears you know, she wears one main hat in the business, but she's so experienced and knowledgeable that she has performed different functions and worn different hats in the business at different times, just depending on what's going on. So she was actually responsible for spearheading appointments and, you know, being the acquisitions manager while we got our new awesome rockstar acquisitions manager up to speed. And, you know, she ended up going on an appointment with a seller where the property was worth around 250 to 260. That was the after repaired value. And long story short, at the time we didn't realize it, right? And I didn't realize it. And this is where, you know, doing quality control. That's why now we have a lead audit manager that listens to appointments, listens to calls, make sure that you're really getting the most out of every opportunity you have. But so here's what happened. And this is my fault. This isn't her fault. You know, although she's been trained in acquisitions, that just wasn't her natural role. And she does a great job anyway. She's locked up deals for us. But she went out there and the property needed some work. And the seller, you know, the seller was asking low 200s. And it was worth about 250, 260. So she price anchored him. And a price anchor is when you plant the seed of a really, really low price so that when you actually present your real offer in comparison, it's that much better, right? So like, I remember when we went through John Martinez's sales training, he had a picture of a yacht, like a 40, 50, 60 foot yacht on the PowerPoint. And he asked a question. He said, is this a big boat? And unanimously, 100% of the room said, yes, that's a big boat. That's a yacht, you know, duh. And then he showed a cruise ship. He said, is this a big boat? And everybody was like, of course. And then there was a split screen of the yacht and the cruise ship. And he asked, is the yacht a big boat? And then by like 30, 40% of the people said, no, it's not a big boat. Why? Because it's an anchor. It's a comparison. And that's what a price anchor is supposed to do. So she ended up price anchoring him at like 125. And again, at the time of this appointment, which was like back in February, I didn't know this, right? I wasn't on the appointment. And so what happened was, is that, let me kind of fast forward and then I'll fill in the gaps of the story. So we were in the office about a week or so ago, and she was doing some follow-ups on some leads, and she came across, so I think what happened was she ended up jumping on the public record. She came across that particular lead, and she was like, oh, I remember meeting with this guy. And it was, you know, we had a next action date of that day for us to follow up with him, you know, to just kind of see how things were going, et cetera. So something prompted her to check the public record. She's like, oh, let me check the public record. She's like a ninja online. And so she just, you know, you don't have to be a ninja to check the public records, obviously, but she just really natural at thinking about doing things like that. And she noticed that the property ended up, so she met with him in February and the property had a closing date recorded in March. And check this out. So the ARV was 250, 260. She price anchored him at 125. I think he was asking like low 200s. He ended up selling that property for 160. And not only was it recorded that he sold it for 160, but the resale was recorded. So the wholesaler that got the deal for 160 ended up flipping it for 194. 194. So what that prompted a discussion between us, and she was awesome. She shared it with me. She's like, look, you know, I feel terrible. I think I dropped the ball on this one. And so we started talking about it, and we just kind of did like a deal autopsy, right? And we just started to peel back the layers of the onion. And I was like, well, when you met with him, how did it go? Like, tell me, what was his reason for selling? We started to just kind of dissect it, right? And then she was like, yeah, no, I price anchored him at 125, this and that. And she just kind of kept talking. And I said, okay, well, what was your offer? And she's like, oh, I didn't make an offer. I said, what do you mean you didn't make an offer? And she goes, no, he basically said that he was shopping for offers. And so what happened, just to give you guys a little bit of context, is through our sales training, you know, we've learned and we've implemented that when you give a price, it's a double-edged sword. If you give a price and it doesn't work for the seller, you, in some people's eyes, you effectively kill the follow-up process, or it can kill the follow-up process because you've given up your leverage. Now they know your price. If it doesn't work, you can only go up from there. And so what happened was, is that she took that to heart. And she left him thinking that her price anchor was the price. And that's not the purpose of a price anchor. The price anchor is to, again, drop a low price in the seller's mind, plant that seed, and then you're coming back with a higher offer. Well, on top of that, the price anchor was what? 40 cents on the dollar. Like, it was just so, so low. Like, it was by the floor. And so the two challenges with that particular situation that I want to share with you so that you don't make that mistake is, when you price anchor, make sure you're not price anchoring so low that you effectively kill your credibility with the seller, if that makes any sense. And number two, make sure that you leave an offer with them and that you bridge the gap that the seller doesn't think your price anchor is the actual offer. So that was an opportunity that cost us quite a bit. You know, I'm confident that we could have gotten that deal at or even below or even slightly above what he ended up selling for, because if she met with him mid-February and it closed in March, he must have accepted an offer shortly thereafter. And it was a missed opportunity, and it happens, and you learn from it. But really, to kind of put a bow on this episode, you have opportunities in your pipeline. Make sure that you have a follow-up stage for every point of the lead's life cycle, making sure that you're touching these people multiple ways: text, phone calls, emails, voicemails, direct mail, maybe even door knocking, like doing different things, social media if possible. Making sure that you're touching these people, you know, with a certain frequency, and that you're thoughtful with each touch point. It's not just a wasted point, like, hey, just touching base, hey, just following up with you, but it's got to be, you got to add value, right? So that's one of the things we're really focused on in Q2, is improving our follow-up system, and then making sure that you're auditing, guys, your appointments, making sure that you're auditing how your inbound or outbound lead manager, call processor, whatever you want to call them, how they're handling the calls, and making sure that you're getting, it's treated the right way. Because look, that was, and again, that's not her fault. That was my fault. She's been awesome, and she was filling a gap there. It happens. But the hope is that your team learns from it, you learn from it, and it doesn't happen again. So that was a missed opportunity for us. You know, we probably could have made 30, 40 grand on that deal. Just wanted to hopefully share that with you. You know, it's not all about the wins, right? Like we fail, you know, we have challenges. We struggle as well. Just like anybody else, this is no different. So that's why sometimes social media, Facebook becomes fake book to me, because all you see is the glitz and the glamour and the Lambos and the shiny checks and all that. But you don't see the sweat, the tears, the blood, the failures, and that comes with it, you know? So anyways, guys, I really, really appreciate you. One thing, let me drop this seed with you. One thing that's really been on my heart lately is something that, you know, every quarter I work with a max of two consulting clients. You know, I just wrapped up a consulting agreement with somebody who knocked it out of the park, went from doing, I usually don't work with people with new people. This was a unique circumstance, but he hadn't done any wholesale deals, and he knocked out, I believe it was 3 wholesale deals in the 3-month period we were working together, a couple of big deals, and he's well on his way. He's doing awesome. I'm really, really proud of him, excited. I might feature him here on an upcoming episode, but I want to be able to impact and reach more people. And so I've been thinking about, it's kind of been on my heart to launch a monthly group, small group. I'm talking 10 to 15 people max. It's got to be the right people. This isn't something I'm looking to blow up into hundreds of people or anything like that. Small group, 10 to 15 of experienced, knowledgeable, the right people that have the right mindset, that are hungry, that are looking to do more deals, that make more money, specifically through wholesaling. But it doesn't necessarily have to be just wholesaling. You know, we're going to be talking marketing, mindset, business, growing a team, scaling. Some people have been reaching out to me about just internet marketing and podcasting, etc. So I'm really strongly thinking about starting a group, a small group that is going to be a monthly program ongoing, that it consists of Zoom calls. It consists of getting together 2 to 3 times a year. So a hybrid between a coaching/consulting program and a mini mastermind. And I have so many ideas and ways I can help and add value. And, this is going to be something that, if I do it, and I believe I will be doing it, it's going to be for June, July, August is probably. So if you have any interest in this, okay, if you have any, if this is something that you think would be cool, then reach out to me one of two ways. Either just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Or go to flipempire.com/interested. flipempire.com/interested. And, a couple of different questions there. Send me your information. Let's get on the phone. Let's talk and let's see if it's a good fit. And I would love to tell you more about it, but I'm excited. This is only going to be 10 to 15 people. This isn't a scarcity or urgency play, nothing like that. It really will be capped at 10 to 15 people. And I'm looking for the right people. So some of my past clients that I've already reached out to have told me they're interested and they're in. So, already got some spots filled up. And again, if that's of any interest to you, reach out. And if not, I just encourage you, continue to plug into the podcast, guys. I got some awesome content lined up. I got some very, very cool guests. And I'm excited to continue to pour my heart into this. And hopefully it translates and it helps you in your business and in your life. So appreciate you guys. And I will connect with you on the next one. Take care. Have a great one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.